Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Kyrie Irving.
Kyrie, quick three right side. Got
Kyrie Irving.
Into Kyrie. Switches to the left hand and lays it in.
Plays here.
Plays here.
At 98.5, the Sports Hub. Toucher and Rich are back on TV.
I really didn't know that.
Twitch.tv. Follow the Sports Hub. Watch and react with 98.5, the Sports Hub.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub. No!
It's the Bankroll Boys.
Did that count?
Yep.
With Joey Bag of Money.
And the Onion.
Okay. Get help today.
And Fist of Cash in his chest.
Oh! It's been a while, but they're back. The Bankroll Boys are brought to you by the all-new Sportsbook Rhode Island, now at Twin River and Tiverton Casino Hotels, the only place in New England where you can bet on sports powered by William Hill. Get details at sportsbetri.com.
I got a little Bankroll Boys injection last night. I'm sitting there watching the Celtics game. Third quarter comes around. Refs just going nuts, calling foul after foul after foul. And there's Lifshatz right on there on the scene saying, I smell something fishy's going on.
You think?
So you think that maybe somebody didn't quite want what were you protesting anyway? Like, what did you think was going on there?
I just thought they were trying to get the Pistons covered by whatever means necessary. If Blake Griffin hits a few more free throws, then they have that. Because that's kind of what did them in.
Did you have some money on the game last night?
I did.
You did?
Yeah. I think Dan might have been leaning the under.
Yeah.
I picked the over in the game. Mm-hmm. I think it was 112. I was out to dinner. We celebrated Valentine's Day the night before, so I don't have to deal with it today.
Smart man.
But I saw it was like, I think the second half spread was 103. So they needed 103 points to go over the total. So I had the over, 212 for the game. I went over second half. And when I tell you, they dragged that thing out just to get over the total. I'm telling you. And guys, like, we're not going to sit here and say, oh, it's fixed. Dan will. He'll tell you all day. But if you guys watch, you know, social media or TV, last week in college basketball, the Iowa State game, there was a shot after the buzzer that went in. And they counted it. No review, no nothing. And people were going wild.
Like hang on. So the ball was still in his hand when he shot it? Is that 100%. What you're saying?
And they showed the red light on the back of the screen. Yep. And they can't review those plays because they don't. There's like a rule where they don't review it.
I think the spread was 2.5 in that game or 3.5 in that game. And Oklahoma lost by 1 because of that shot. And if they didn't, they would have lost by 4. So it affected a lot.
Okay,
it affected a lot of money.
Okay, why can't you review it?
Because it's a game that has nothing to do with the outcome of the score, the final score of the game, I guess, or the outcome of the game.
Iowa State still won.
The same exact thing happened 2 nights later. Come to find out, same exact ref. In college football.
So you're calling, you smell a rat.
Yes, and then basketball, if you watch the Philly game, that game, I took the over in the game.
You're talking about the Celtics game?
Yeah, the Philly game. It was 115 second half.
115 and a half.
We both took the over second half. It should have never gone over. It went over. I think the refs were certainly involved. And then we had a square play alert last night.
Square play alert. I had a square play alert.
Warriors were -3 last night in the NBA. It was late night. I didn't finish it. I ended up taking the under 235. And I woke up this morning and I saw 129-107. So clearly Golden State didn't win. It was the biggest square play. Come to find out, Steve Kerr got ejected from the game. The other coach and the other team got ejected. Free throws the rest of the way. It went over the total by 1 point. I absolutely think it was fixed.
All right.
Absolutely.
The Bankroll Boys, when they lose on basketball, they're calling foul.
Who's doing the Donaghy documentary that's supposed to come out? The Tim Donaghy one. Like I heard like in the next month or something, it's either Netflix or some other, or maybe it's a 30 for 30 or something, but they're doing the breakdown of how Tim Donaghy was busted during the entire betting scandal.
Love it.
I love it. So I just love the fact that there are people who still think that it's that prevalent today. God bless you guys.
All right. So the AAF is the new football league. And for this, a new adventure for the Bankroll Boys. Probably focused almost entirely on basketball this time of year, usually.
Give me some, I mean, because if you're betting on the AAF, you could consider yourself fairly degenerate, especially because no one's ever seen, like, most of these teams play. Yeah, I mean,
different rules, different
everything like that. Come on, give us a little bit of a, give us some inside sauce here.
I mean,
inside sauce. You know, wow. The secret sauce.
No, I didn't bet it either.
Yeah, we didn't. I mean,
you don't bet on the AAF?
No.
You bet on chariot racing in Bulgaria. You don't bet on this?
Where's the value?
But we had no idea what the teams are like or what the players are like or even what the rules are.
But you don't
like,
know what the minor league high school or a high school basketball team out of wherever.
I'll take my chances.
Rentham.
All right, have you bet on a high school basketball game this year?
No.
Have you been in a high school game this year? Period.
Say anything.
No, that was only high school football during Thanksgiving when I was really bored, Fred. I mean, what's you know, it's not like I'm laying wood on the you know on the high school.
But
football,
but you know these players, some of them at least in the AAF, more than these high school football players.
And you say the favorites in under have crashed.
Crushed. Excuse me. Okay. They crushed. So essentially, if you just took the favorite and bet the under, like who wants to watch an under AAF game? Which one's Trent Richardson and his old ass running down the field scoring 2 touchdowns in 60 yards?
I kind of do.
There's no value at all.
Matter of fact, I wish every game was the under. I just want to see, like, I want, as you said, Jamarcus Russell, bring out all the guys who are just busted and can't do it anymore. I would watch that. Maybe for a couple times, then I get sick of it.
All right,
so you guys are staying away from the AAF. That is a shock amongst shocks.
I mean, for the first couple weeks, you got to. It's a new league. You got to like get used to it.
You got
to
learn the trends.
If you're diving into the new league or immediately, I mean, you're just asking to lose your money.
All right, so over the we'll get to the other things that you have here, but over the course of since we last talked to you guys, what is the strangest thing that you've gambled on?
I was with a group of friends and we were playing, what's the game with bags?
Oh, cornhole.
Cornhole. And yeah, we were betting, you know, cornhole and, you know, but I haven't placed a bet on anything crazy. I do have a tip and okay. I don't want to give it as a lock of the week. But I got a tip. There's a cricket league in Australia and tomorrow I had it right. Kid sent it to me. So I had to read it.
This is
tomorrow
this is on my level too.
At 3:40 a.m. by the way.
Yeah.
Okay. Melbourne Renegades versus the Sydney Sixers in the Cricket Australia League. I was told the Melbourne Renegades minus 130.
Okay, I'm about 100 on that. give me 100 on that one.
Oh my
I mean, that might be, no, of all not. The degenerate picks that have been out there, that might be
you're
the
in
best.
On this?
So
hell
yeah. I'm putting 100 on it.
Rich, it might not be finished by next week. So, I mean,
I don't even know what I'm betting on. All I know is you mentioned cricket.
One day.
I don't care.
That's every time you're on a cruise ship, that's the only thing that's on. All right, so this is a tip from someone.
I got a tip. Yeah, so I've opened up my DMs on Twitter, which is bad. You can either request it or not.
Sure.
But someone's like, "Hey Joe, I gotta tell you, I got a friend out in Australia." I'm like, "All right, let's take a look at it."
Excellent. So, I put 100 on it. I just listened to you mentioned cricket. I'm in. All right, so you have the Academy Awards odds to win Best Picture,
are there limits on the amount of money?
There has to be because someone knows, right?
Probably 500.
Yes. Okay, I mean you can on the like the European sites you can get big money on cricket, soccer. Like you can
on the Oscars.
Oscars. It depends, but yeah, usually limit.
Okay, yeah. All right, and so what right now is the favorite, and what right now is the good bet, the value bet?
Roma, which I've never seen, is minus 190, followed by Green Book. And then there's a movie called The Favorite. I think the if you're going to put money on this, A Star is Born. Like, I saw that. That was a tearjerker.
Yeah.
Everyone saw that movie.
Third time remake, though. Or yeah. Second time remake.
Why? So?
Well, what's his name's not up for Best Director, and he said it was embarrassing. He said he was embarrassed that Bradley Cooper is not up for Best Director.
Maybe that's the reason why they give it Best Picture.
Okay, I'll give you a little insider tip here. Here's the reason why Roma is not going to win. Mm. It's because there's many people in the movie industry who are upset that Roma went straight to Netflix and they're BS about that. Mm. They want to save the theater chain. So I have a feeling there's going to be a backlash against Roma.
Then it's going
to
be Green Book.
Take that. Whatever. Well, no, Green Book apparently has got a bunch of backlash because
I guess the family doesn't like it.
Well, they're saying it's like whitewashing, too. It's like, hey, look at the white hero comes in and looks great amongst, you know, the black people.
You always have to go with the movies that you've never heard of, though. So it's got to be, or The Favorite, then. It's Roma or The Favorite. All right. So the Joe Flacco trade goes down yesterday. And how has that affected things in terms of the Super Bowl odds?
Well, doesn't look great for the Broncos. Most books they stayed. They were 40-1 pre-trade, and they were 40-1 post-trade. So you know, books really value Joe Flacco, and then some books they got worse.
Yeah, so, yeah. From 1,000 to 1,250.
Okay, Ravens got better after trading him, and the Broncos got worse after acquiring.
Who's I just think it's funny that the Ravens got better, considering that they start a different guy, and if he gets hurt, they go to a less experienced backup. But yeah, so the books really don't like Joe Flacco.
Who in the futures is favored to win the Super Bowl next year?
Kansas City.
Okay, well that's I'd probably say right. What about in where do the Patriots stand on that?
I believe they're fourth. I believe it was Kansas City, L.A., and then when it opened, it was Kansas City, L.A., New Orleans, New England. I think there's probably some money that has come in on New England since, obviously. But when it opened, I mean, they were fourth, which was, I mean, it makes a little bit of sense. You not knowing anything that's going to go on in free agency. They have one wide receiver on the depth chart, so there's not like a lot of value there. But I mean, you know, you can get every time you bet the Pats to win the AFC, you book them for the AFC title game. You know, you get them at like what, +275. You can always just take the other side. So that's what I told them. I've been doing for like the past like 6 years, just Pats to win the AFC, get them at like +275, +300, and just take the other side in the other game. And you've pretty much, you know, you're automatically winning some sort of money there.
Where's the, as far as the futures for the World Series, who right now is the favorite?
New York Yankees. I don't know how. Like, how is it every year that they're the favorite when it comes? I know they got a good bullpen and they made the playoffs, but the Red Sox +700.
All right. The Stone Cold Lock of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Sportsbook Rhode Island, now open at Twin River Casino Hotel. It's obviously the cricket league in Australia. This is where all the money's going. All right, so what are we betting on?
I get the cricket one, but I think you had one in college basketball tonight.
Yeah, I'm gonna change it up from what I said just because my 20 seconds of looking here. I'm gonna take James Madison tonight. James Madison laying the two over Drexel.
All right, now what about James Madison excite you?
They're not a bad home team. They're terrible in their division, but Drexel's not much better. Pretty bad road team. I'm not excited at all about Drexel. I think they've lost like 1-7 on the road in the past 8. And again, James Madison, not a great team, but I'll take their home record versus a team that literally cannot play on the road every time. And again, I haven't looked into it much. This is just a few minutes pre-show. But I mean, just based off that look, not terrible.
All right. So are you going to gamble on that this evening?
Yeah, probably.
Sure. Okay. I'll write it. I do have a story. I know you're getting a wax later on today.
Yes.
I once nared my whole body.
Even the pubes?
No. I was going to Vegas, and I'm a very hairy man. But I burned the hell out of my body.
Yeah, that can happen.
Like once you had waxed, your skin was not ready for the sun.
No, the nair.
Oh, that burns.
So the nair burns the hair away. And so it's like a chemical that burns the hair away.
How long did you have the burn?
Like the whole trip to Vegas.
Oh, that's not fun.
Right in the middle, right here.
Does it make your skin like purple and red?
Gross.
Yeah. Yeah, Nair's a dangerous lady.
No clue. Probably was hot.
Yeah, I've nared my whole body when I was in high school and college. Oh yeah, I'd nair that stuff. Oh yeah.
How has the technology not gotten better on all of this?
Well, nair people, I don't even know if people really use nair anymore. I mean, there's women who are very irresponsible with how they remove hair, but some women they take care of the mustache with the nair. But yes, I've had the exact same thing happen. Sun in and nair. Very important to me during those days. All right. The Bankroll Boys, everybody. Dan Lipschitz, Joe Murray.
So am I taking the Melbourne Renegades or the Sydney Sixers?
Melbourne Renegades.
Melbourne.
All right, baby.
3:45 a.m.
Let's go Melbourne.
Dan doesn't have for 6 days.
You're up at 3:45. Just pop that bad boy on. Enjoy yourself. Thank you, gentlemen. That'll do it for the Bankroll Boys. We'll be right back.
The Bruins, the NHL. This is the show that's all hockey. The Sports Hub Hockey Show. With Ryan Johnston, Judd Sirai, and Bob Beer. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. 98.5, The Sports Hub. You don't have to lift a finger to wake up to Toucher and Rich.
No way.
Just tell your smart speaker to play. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. There is a trade that has been made. The great Joe Flacco, who had one of the great postseasons of all time and then decided that he wasn't going to try anymore. He was shipped to the Ravens. Ravens shipped him to Denver for
a fourth round pick.
All right, so there was this article in ESPN.com, which is, I think it's obviously a very diminutive person that wrote it, because they're like, it's heightism. And so, okay.
Is it about Kyler Murray?
No, it's about Joe Flacco. But like, and he's talking about how dumb Elway is. By the way, Mike Francesi yesterday talking about if Elway likes a quarterback, you better pay attention.
His track record's pretty awesome.
Look at, I don't sit.
Was
there.
Was he overseeing the Tim Tebow thing when Tim Tebow was drafted?
I think
by Josh McDaniels.
No. I don't think that. But Elway was at the organization. I think Elway came in when they brought in Manning.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So
that's right.
All right. So it says everything else Elway has done with the quarterback position has led to Wednesday's move. He used a second round pick on Brock Osweiler in 2012, drafting the 6'7" Arizona State product 18 picks before the Seahawks chose Russell Wilson. When that failed, Elway traded up in the first round of the 2016 draft to grab 6'7" Memphis quarterback Paxton Lynch, who couldn't beat out a 6'3" seventh round pick Trevor Siemian for two chances for the starting job before being released. I have no idea why he's putting the height of these quarterbacks in, but it's fascinating. It says Elway broke from type briefly after Lynch bombed to a nearly unprecedented degree by signing 6'1" Case Keenum. And then he says that Keenum wasn't great, but he was should be what Elway and company should have expected. He said Keenum posted a 46.9 QBR on a team whose best two offensive linemen combined for 15 starts. The Broncos traded Demaryius Thomas midseason and then lost Emmanuel Sanders to a torn Achilles for the final month. So what he's saying is that John Elway has based all his decisions on people being tall, and the 6'1" Case Keenum got a raw deal, and then he's inferring that it was because he was not taller. So this guy's whole article, and it's not under the guise of anything other than the Broncos, the news for that the Broncos were doing for Flacco is a reminder that things we've known about the league for a few years are still true. Nobody knows anything about evaluating quarterbacks. If anyone should be an expert on which quarterbacks actually have the it factor and are about to turn into superstars, it should be John Elway, who's now the Browns' general manager. So there is no talk of this being about height at all.
Okay.
But then this guy goes into, because you know this guy's like, there. You keep getting all these tall guys and they don't work. And Flacco's tall and that's your type. Well, we'll just see how that works out.
Jeez.
So I thought that was fantastic. So everyone is saying that this trade is a complete bust for the Broncos and because they're tight on cap space and everything else.
He's 34, Flacco is, and he's done.
Yeah, but he's done. There's no guaranteed money left. It's just this season.
Yeah.
So run him out there for a season. I mean, who cares? I don't know how this is such a big deal. They have 2 fourth-round picks, by the way.
Yep.
So you get Flacco. If he hits, he hits. If he doesn't, it doesn't. I mean, how much worse could it get?
What's the what's the cap hit that the Ravens take?
Fred's right. Oh, Fred is right. There's no dead cap money.
Okay.
I mean, this is all the bonus money was up front. It was a 3-year, like, $66 million contract, whatever it was. There's no dead money now. All of it. The reason they were able to make this trade is because I think the cap hit was $40 million last year and none this year.
Yeah. So if I'm the Broncos, I don't understand why this is such a big deal. I don't understand why a fourth round pick for a guy that could be an improvement. I mean, a guy who has in the past. Listen, do I think that Flacco is going to go out there and make them a Super Bowl contender? No.
No, but what were they before they got him?
Exactly. I mean, they were soft at the quarterback position. I don't know why this trade is being, except for the obvious heightism, I understand why this trade is being destroyed the way that it is. Yeah, if I'm the Broncos, why not give it a try?
So what you're saying is that the Broncos would not want Kyler Murray, according to this guy.
Oh, no, he's the anti-Bronco.
Sipping right by the Denver Broncos in the top 10.
I mean, this guy does sound like a girl who's like, oh, wow, okay, you just like her because she has bigger breasts. Good luck with that. She's an airhead. This guy's like, oh, you just want some tall guy. You know, a relationship's more about just the physical. You got to be mentally there, too.
Oh, man. Well, I mean, people are making a huge deal about all this. I do like the fact that the Ravens were just like, and you knew that they were probably going to have to do something like this. But who were the other teams that were kind of fighting for? I know Miami. There had been rumors about him possibly going to Miami. There were a couple other that were thrown out there. I would have actually liked to have seen him play for Miami, just have Flacco in the AFC East. That might have been interesting, at least for a year.
But Miami, it's probably going to be the worst team in football next year.
Then they're
going to
draft Kyler Murray, and then it'll be very exciting to watch.
Yes, and then Kyler Murray will have like a great first season, and much like Baker Mayfield, will fall off the face of the
What? We weren't even in the same universe as Baker Mayfield there. We weren't even talking. There was no
talking about two picks of undersized quarterbacks. And just like Baker Mayfield's
like,
you're right. I can see how you made that connection.
Yes, sure. You're talking about high picks in consecutive drafts that go to diminutive players,
right?
And I'm telling you that when Baker Mayfield eventually, goes up,
right,
and fails,
sure,
and everyone who is on the bandwagon,
it's the trigger points are fantastic.
Yeah, it looks like a fool.
You know,
his dumb headband.
The call screen is not working, but apparently line one is a very important call we have to take right now.
All right.
All right.
The call screen, of course, isn't working. Jay, go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to give Rich some more information on his cricket bet. The actual cricket series you're betting on is called the Big Bash League. And these aren't test matches, so the match is likely to be over maybe, in like 3 or 4 hours, for drive time.
Okay, so you have an accent, so you obviously know what you're talking about. good money on the Melbourne Renegades. Am I spending it in the right place?
So I couldn't tell you about that, but I could say that it's actually Melbourne.
Melbourne.
All right, everyone's got to know the pronunciation.
Captain Australia.
Oh, my God.
It's Melbourne in Florida.
Listen, I've ate at the Outback more than once.
All right, Crocodile Dundee.
Don't tell me about Australia.
That's not a knife.
No, about the team.
It's Melbourne.
You see, he's aware of the sport, but has no idea about the team.
You and your blooming onions.
Thank you, Aaron Baines. It's Melbourne in Florida.
Listen,
that's all that matters to me.
You throw a dumbass ship out. You show a, throw a ship a shrimp on the Barbie. I know all about that.
What do you got there, koalas?
Then you have a big, this is a knife. You see?
Yeah.
And he goes, that's not a knife. This is a knife. And the guy with the switchblade's like, gah!
Yeah.
As if the bigger knife is an advantage.
Then he walks around with a giant Duracell battery on his head.
Hey. It would have been funny if the guy
who can
goes,
it be now?
The guy takes out, I'm in a tree playing the sax, and I killed myself. So you sit there, and the guy pulls out the switchblade, and he goes, that's not a knife, this is a knife. And the guy then, slits his throat. The size of the knife doesn't matter.
Yeah, thank you for that knife, sir.
Yeah. I
appreciate it.
Yeah. I understand that your knife is big, but mine is capable of stabbing and ripping the skin just as much as yours is. All right. Well, so there you go. I guess Vegas does not like Flacco because the odds of the Broncos winning the Super Bowl have gone up.
Yes.
And then the odds of, or I don't even know how to phrase it. It's less likely.
The odds got longer. The odds got longer.
And they got shorter for Baltimore.
Scotty Maserati. Who can it be now? Looking at your boobs. Who can it be now? Where's the beef? Who can it be now?
You know, where's the beef means?
Oh, please. This is not in this time, Naughty Maserati. Your comedy has not evolved with the times. All right. We will be back. We have the big dating game with Bird and Nick. Has anyone seen if Nick is very nervous?
Nick's always nervous.
Yeah.
Always nervous, Nick.
Nick, young Nick Nicholas, has been on the radio around microphones for many, many years, but yet it's still an abject panic wherever he has to talk into one.
See, Nick, screaming in the other room isn't going to do you any good. No one can hear
you. What's great about Nick is, this Twitch thing is the most important thing in the world.
It's his job.
Yeah. Well,
he takes pride in his work.
I know he does, but You know, he comes in, and we were talking about the bit, and then I said, get out, and then he's like,
Well, he gets to talk to his father on it every morning.
Calhouns! Wow!
He's on there usually.
By the way, Mr. Jamili on Twitch, I forgot to tell you guys yesterday, Nick was arguing with assorted people on Twitch, and Mark Jamili pops in and says, now, Nicholas, use your words.
Nicholas, I got a catchphrase!
It's Kelly's Road Speech! Another one of my favorites.
Nicholas, I got a catchphrase. Use your words.
Calhouns.
Calhouns.
There should be a Mark Jamili sitcom, and like they're like, sir, can you come out of the car and see if you can walk in a straight line?
I'd rather use my words.
Wah, 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 wah.
Use your words. Oh, look at that light at the parking garage. So
quality,
magic.
Comfort, and price. That's nice.
Man, is a delight. All right, here are the headlines.
Get the app. Get the Sports Hub. Get Toucher and Rich. Download the Sports Hub app today.
.985 the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what's going on?
Well, first of all, Danny Ainge is going to be on with us at 9 o'clock, so heads up on that. Listen, being a police officer is not an easy job. It's very tough. It can be probably even at times when you're not, you know, putting your life on the line. It can be extremely boring, you know, if you are somebody who's, you know, you're a day where there's not a lot of action. But this is a story that comes out of Tiverton, Rhode Island that, Fred, I thought that you would probably enjoy. It is a Valentine's Day story, and it involves, you want me to just read you the beginning of it?
Sure.
Officers in Tiverton are giving the gift of love to safe drivers the day before Valentine's Day. On Wednesday morning, an officer on the sidewalk watched for drivers who were following the rules of the road and pulled them over. As drivers anticipated being reprimanded, the officer instead gave them a heart-shaped box of chocolates and a gift card to celebrate the holiday. Here's the story.
Would it be all right if I talked to you for a quick moment? As you came up over the hill, you're going the speed limit. You're wearing your seatbelt. You stopped at the stop sign as you're supposed to. So what we'd like to do is we'd like to present you with a Valentine's, okay?
Awesome.
A little box of chocolates with a $25 gift card.
I'm 22.
You're going the speed limit. Everybody in the vehicle has their seatbelt on. And you also stopped at the stop sign. So we just want to say thank you for being a safe driver.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And then that is for you.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you for your service.
Happy Valentine's Day. Yes, and thank you for your service.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Actually pulling them over.
No, I you know what? First of all, you don't play the old switcheroo as a cop. I mean, you don't go like, hey, well, like, hey, I pulled a gun on you. Get down. Get down. Hey, I just wanted to say thank you for obeying what I said. That's a good thing to know. You made me feel real good. Hey, get down! Get away from the woman! Get away from the woman! I'm just kidding. You guys look cute together.
Bust out the taser. Like, tase the guy. Oh, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, can you? And then you have to like thank the guy. Oh, thanks. That was great. I really appreciate it. And you know what? Thanks so much for taking my tax money and turning it into this stupid thing for television.
This box of chocolates.
Yeah,
I kind of thought my money that I've been busting my ass to make, and the taxes I just had to pay a big chunk of was going to something other than Whitman samplers.
Yeah, and could you imagine, like, if you were, like, smoking weed, and then the guy, like, pulls you over and you roll down the window? Yeah.
And he gives you chocolates?
No, he's just like, he's in a catch-22. He can't really, because it's probably illegal that he pulled you over. He pulled you over for nothing.
Sure.
Like, I wonder if you had, like, heroin in the car. If he pulled you over for nothing, if that would be admissible in court. Like, if you had, like, a bunch of, like, semi-automatics in your back seat.
Right.
Like, what can he do?
Well, I mean,
there was no real reason to pull you over.
Sure. I'm sure if you had a good enough lawyer, he might be able to get you out of it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you could just say the guy was pulling some Valentine's Day stunt.
You know what you could do for Valentine's Day? Leave me alone. Yeah, just, and let me get where I'm going on time.
How about let me speed? That would be the greatest present of all.
Right. Don't write me a ticket when I'm going 6 miles over the speed limit.
Yeah, just let me speed.
That could be a nice Valentine's gift. I saw this and I just got infuriated.
Oh, like, absolutely.
Like, as a PR stunt, you are pulling people over. Like, and this wasn't just like at a stop sign. He would come out and say, hey, while you're here at the stoplight or whatever, here's a box of candy. He was pulling people over. And like, so as he's walking up, you're thinking to yourself, oh my God, you got to be kidding me. I can't believe this. I got pulled over. This is the, and then he gives you this like box of chocolates and you're like, so you pulled me over for no freaking reason at all. You don't know what my, you don't know where I'm going.
I could be like going. My wife could be having a kid. I could be doing anything right now. I could be going to like a wake.
Imagine if the camera guy's like standing behind the police officer's mose all over. The guy's got like a bullet wound in his shoulder.
Right.
He's like,
I'm sorry,
dying.
But I ruptured my scrotum.
Yeah. I'm about to bleed out. Could you leave me alone, please?
I ruptured my scrotum. I have about 10 pounds of gauze here. Could you please, officer, let me go? Sorry, I just wanted to say good job. It's a great job from you. Oh, well, yeah, thanks. That's exactly what I want. You know, they should do more of that. It should be a 50-50 shot. You're either pulling me over for being wasted, or you just think I'm doing a real good job.
Sorry, I just found out that the school bus left my kid by accident at Park Street Station. He's been standing there by himself. I might need to go pick him up before he gets abducted.
But real quick, everyone likes chocolates. What if you were like, oh, thank you. I'm like horribly diabetic. I really appreciate you teasing me with these lovely treats.
What if they pulled over a felon who was obeying traffic laws?
You couldn't.
And the felon attacked the cop.
Well, that's one of those things is that you never know. What if someone just went ballistic and said, like, why the hell did you pull me over? Ooh, that's gross.
Would it be all right if I talked to you for a quick moment? As you came up over the hill, you're going the speed limit. You're wearing your seatbelt. You stopped at the stop sign as you're supposed to. So what we'd like to do is we'd like to present you with a Valentine's, okay?
All right, so first of all, the TV station didn't just find you out you were doing this.
This is a PR stunt.
Yeah, you've obviously contacted the television station and said, look at this great thing that we're doing. We're scaring the hell out of people for no reason.
A little box of chocolates with a $25 gift card. I'm 22. You're going the speed limit. Everybody in the vehicle has their seatbelt on. And you also stopped at the stop sign. So we just want to say thank you for being a safe driver.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And then that is to you.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you for your service.
Happy Valentine's Day. Yes, and thank you for your service.
What if you're like in the middle of like a really serious argument? Like
oh, that's
just,
a good point.
Like, you just found it out, like, your wife's been cheating on you, and this is the first time you're confronting each other in the car, and it's like, this is, like, really, really great.
Well, it's a sign from the heavens.
How about some, what do you think, some nougat?
It's a sign from the heavens that you should be together. It should be a romantic comedy.
There's a tweet that the police department put out that says, good afternoon, Tiverton. Congratulations to our great citizens and new friends who received gift cards and visits today. We are still out looking to make today and Valentine's a better one for you. And has pictures of all these poor people who had to get their picture taken in the car holding up their box of chocolate and their little envelope. And like, one of these guys looks like, just go away. I'm doing this because honestly, I don't want to get a ticket right now.
Yeah, you get.
I'm at your mercy. I'll do whatever it takes, but I'm not enjoying this.
You resisting a sweetheart is what you get if you don't take it. Nick, go ahead. Nick.
Oh, hey guys.
Hey.
I have a story. So twice I've been pulled over by the Tiverton Police Department. I was going 65, and they unleashed the whole police department on me and pulled me over when I was 18. And then they pulled me over again at 2 in the morning for no reason, just because I was in the town. So now they're doing these chocolates and everything. Oh, man, I can't stand Tiverton. Two dueling old men in the cemetery with guns. That is a good story, you guys.
Okay, I don't understand the last part of that. Two drooling old men in this.
I don't care what scene it is. If you're pulling people over and then just saying, "Oh, by the way, I know you thought you were going to get a ticket, but here's some chocolates," then what? And you're bringing cameras there to do it and making them take pictures.
Where's the chocolates? Pull me over. I'll take the chocolates now, please. That's them.
So it's a sir. Do you know why he pulled you over? Because I committed a murder.
We have this box of chocolates. Hang on, wait a second.
What's the movie where there's one day where everyone can do whatever they want and there's like no law?
The Purge.
All right, what if this is like a Purge situation? They just pull you over for anything and just give you chocolates.
So, hey, sir,
did you just rob that liquor store? Yes. Well, it's Valentine's Day. That's a gimme.
You're on your way to a job interview and you don't get the job because you got pulled over. Happy Valentine's Day. Here's your chocolate.
But I got these chocolates. They're tasty. Thank you. The chocolates are nice to eat. Okay. I'm sorry. I don't know how to pronounce your name. You're a police officer. You can tell us what's going on.
Well, I just want to let you guys know how obnoxious you are. Just like, seriously, like police officers can't do anything nice.
No, you can do plenty of things nice. I just don't want to be pulled over.
Just don't pull people over.
Yeah, but you guys are really, this is what you want to talk about during the day?
Yeah, you believe people's time is valuable, is correct?
Okay, yeah. How about a box of chocolate or a $25 gift card? You wouldn't want that if you got pulled over?
Nope.
I'd
much rather not get pulled over and get to where I'm going. Yeah, you don't know what people are going through. People got to get to places on time.
That's because you make more money than most people that get pulled over.
What? Yeah, those people have to get to work on time. I would say it's more important.
Yeah, but none of them had a problem with it.
What are they going to say? This sucks? Go away? They're going to yell at a cop?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, freedom of speech. They can say that to a cop.
Oh, yeah,
not
sure.
Not many people that respect the law are going to do
no
that.
No one's going to do that. They're wasting people's time.
You're wasting people's time this morning on the air.
I like how we can't talk about a news story, but are you a cop in Tiverton?
Yes.
This hits close to home. Did you pull anyone over?
I did. And not one person was unappreciative. Everybody was very happy.
Now, what do you think they're going to say to you?
Where was the mandate from to do this?
Grow up, you two. Honestly,
no, where was, who decided to do this?
All right. Well, don't drive through Tiverton. Again, much respect for the law.
Absolutely.
We appreciate everything the police do. But, I mean, that guy sounded like he wasn't overly sure that they should have been doing that. It sounded like maybe there was... But now if I get pulled over... Is Tiverton on the way to Newport?
Let me see. I'm trying to find out if it's on the way to Bryant, where I have to go later today.
Fred, we'll just tell you it's on the way to Newport. So.
The answer is yes, it is on the way to Newport.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, Tiverton, I disagree with everything.
You take 24 South, you have to pretty much go through Tiverton.
Well, I take back everything.
Not on the way to Bryant, so I'm in the clear.
All right. So, yeah, if I get pulled over in Tiverton, it's going to be like the movie where Dan Aykroyd was the judge. Could have to sit there.
Oh, nothing but trouble
where the great Digital Underground were. Yes. I'll tell you this. The Newton Police Department is the greatest police department in the country. Nothing but respect for the police. But this was a little over the top. I think that would be a huge pain in the ass. And I wouldn't want the chocolates and a $25 gift card, not just because I'm extremely wealthy. Because my time is
by the way,
more
that,
valuable.
That's not a gift. That's somebody's tax money that paid for that. This isn't like, hey, we're being nice. Somebody paid for that out of their paycheck.
Or maybe it's from like that police fund, that charity that you can do. But whatever. Suffice it to say, I would rather not be pulled over.
I'd rather have that money going to cops then. If it's a police fund, I want it to go to the police officers. They don't get paid enough.
Yep. All right. We will be back and we will have for you... The dating game featuring the great Bird and the great Nicholas and their significant others.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.